Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network. Geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. Oh yeah, across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination. Nerdapalooza, the world's largest nerd music festival, and with the gracious support of listeners like you. Oh yeah, I said listeners like you. For more Nerdy Show podcasts, community forums, and to learn how you can support this and other shows, visit nerdyshow.com.
I love all you.
Visit nerdyshow.com.
That's my meatloaf version, by the way.
I love like, how many syllables community forums.
Community forums.
Previously on Derpy Show.
I wanna be where the people are. Steal the shit and jump in a river.
What? Is that how that song goes? Steal their shit and jump in a river?
Is that what she does?
She lives in the ocean.
Wait, what did she steal?
Well, maybe it's a different mermaid, okay? Maybe it could be a river maid that's all, like,
river
from...
Mermaid?
Yeah, Brooklyn, the Brooklyn River. No, say the river in New York.
That's, what's wrong with him?
That is the... What is that river in New York City? Near New York City.
The Hudson?
Hudson River. Yeah, she lives in the Hudson River.
Derpy Show.
Oh, he's got it. In his head.
Oh, baby, Boar's got it.
Yeah.
He's your Venus. He's your fire. Neo Faust's one desire.
Derpy Show.
Quit licking your junk.
Okay.
Derpy Show.
DERPYSHO.
Derpy Show. Derpy Show. Derpy Show.
DERPYSHO.
Derpy
Show. There's no W though.
Derpy Show.
Derpy Show.
What the fuck is going on?
Snorlax, welcome to Derpy Show!
And I'm Boar.
He's a fuckface.
Hey, you're a fuckface.
Thanks.
Cheerio, mates, while these two are fucking their faces, it's me, Neo Faust, straight from the UK.
He's apparently turned into some weird, terrible Anglophile after his, like, fortnight sojourn into Europe.
Completely. I had tea at 4 p.m. every day.
Don't you mean 1600?
Oh. I'm a bit Americanized. Very Yankified, if you ask me.
Sounds like a terrible Robin Leach impression.
It happens.
Can you talk about lifestyles of the rich and famous?
Famous? No, I think it's a bit of a Welsh accent.
I went to another country where they speak my language. I'm really cultured.
Now, with the Wales, they speak Welsh.
They speak marble in your mouth.
Nobody speaks Welsh.
They don't, it's true. They have it all over their sides, but nobody speaks it. Except for a few.
Well, apparently Welsh just sounds like
It sounds like slurred English, but with Celtic words.
It reads that way, too.
Yeah, it does. Celtic shit.
It's just like someone just, like, punched people in the face really hard, and then they tried to talk.
Probably. Or just hang around some pubs and listen to some of the locals talk to you with their heavy cottony accents. You're just like, the fuck did you just say? You yank. Yank. That's all I hear from you saying right now is something, 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 yank, something, 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 wank. Which maybe it could have been confused with yank, but whatever.
Those are the main words that he just hears in repetition there, is wank and yank. Sometimes at the same time, he'll say yank, wank.
We yank.
We yank.
We yank. We yanks.
Wank yank.
Yes.
You should put up signs at those bars that say, come down to the wank yank. Yank, wank.
Oh boy.
The wank yank.
Sounds yeah. Like a...
Is that like a push me pull you, but with dicks?
Probably.
What the fuck's that push me pull you?
If you want to find out, you have to show up.
I don't want to know about the wank yank. It's fun to stay at the wank yank. Yank.
It's pretty something.
The wank yank's a hostel.
Depending on where you put, if you put wank before yank or yank before wank, it's either a yank that wanks you or a yank that you wank. Depending on the placement.
What do you mean, a wank that yanks you?
No. At the wank yank, you wank the yank.
Right, because it's a yank wank.
Yeah.
But at the wank yank...
No, at the wank yank, that's where you yank wank. But
get your story straight.
At the yank wank...
At the yank wank,
that's where you wank the yank.
But at the wank yank, at the yank wank, that's
yank
where
yank wanks you.
Oh no, the wank yanks the yank. Wait,
I'm confused. But on paper, I could fit.
So
there's an algorithm for this somewhere.
If the building was side by side, you would have to look for the yanks wanking the yanks, and the other side would have to be the wanks being yanked.
Well, yeah. I think what's important is what costs more to go to.
The weirder thing is, what would happen in Russia?
Oh man, it's like a paradox right next to both of them.
What would a yank wank in Russia be? Would the wank yank you? I don't. That's already
done.
That's a wank yank, not a yank.
So you go into the building expecting the opposite.
Listen, I'm pretty sure Soviet wank yanks are not something you want anything to do with.
No, just like Soviet bathhouses.
He knows because he.
Yeah, we watched Eastern Promises. So.
No, I remember it was Anthony Bourdain when he went to Russia. His like friend tricked him into going to like a Russian bathhouse, and apparently it's nothing but a bunch of like semi-nude guys slapping each other with like bushes of like leaves or something like that for some medicinal purpose. I don't know. And the guys like stepping on your back and you know like it break you to fix you kind of deal.
Well, to open up a business where you just hit people and say that it's for medicinal purposes.
Is that what S&M clubs are?
No.
Oh.
Well, you can't just say things are for medicinal purposes.
Yeah.
They do. They have reflexology.
I guess.
That's a whole load of crap.
I guess if homeopathy is legal.
Yeah.
At all.
So you could beat somebody down and say it's homeopathic.
Homeopathy?
Yeah.
What was homeopathy?
Homeopathic
medicine.
Whatever. Yeah. Basically, the non-peer-reviewed medicine that apparently is folk.
I'm more concerned about the homeopathopathy. The hip-hop anonymous you're saying.
Hip-hop-a-pathy.
Am I saying it wrong, or are you saying it wrong?
I don't know. Potato, potato.
It's two different words.
Yeah.
You just said a completely different word.
Right.
It wasn't a pronunciation difference.
But they're like, so...
They're derived from the same base.
Right. But like, so there's homeopathy... So why isn't it... Sorry, it's homeopathic medicine.
Yeah.
How come it isn't homeopathy?
It's just another word?
It's a different word.
Yeah, it's like potato, tomato.
Yeah.
But if it's all the same letters arranged all the same way with a different suffix, it should be pronounced the same with the exception of the suffix, correct?
Have you ever spoken English before?
Yeah,
because
English
that's sort of how English is...
Yeah, English is ambiguous.
I'm just saying, I don't think
it's... It's ambiguous, like he said.
That's wrong!
Ambiguous.
I'm just saying, I don't think homeopathy is correct.
That's a British way to say that.
Well, yeah, you
homeopathy.
Say, it's homeopathy.
Homie. Yes, mom. Yes, color. Jaguar. Gotcha.
But you said like homeopathy. You said,
no, I don't remember what they said, but they said it weird.
Yeah, it was weird. It didn't sound right.
You are freaked out so easily by weird things.
I just wanted clarification on what was the correct way.
Homeopathy.
That's what's weird.
Homie? Well, no, it's when the gangster guy comes in. So what's up, homie?
Oh, so it's like homeopathy.
Homeopathy is like the blanket term for the entire like field of medicine.
Right,
that
he just wants
fake
to talk
medicine.
About the
I'm talking about the pronunciation.
Homeopathy
or
homeopathy.
Okay.
It's the same word pronounced two different ways.
And I want to know what's correct. Just so I know which one of us is wrong.
Whatever you want.
I don't think homeopathy is the right way to say it.
I could be wrong. I just want to know.
Well, first of all, the whole damn thing is a quack kind of like setup, so why should anybody
care about it doesn't really matter.
Care about
but it does matter, because it's how to pronounce things correctly. I want to know how it's saying. Tell me how to pronounce homeopathy. I want to know what Boar's drinking.
Why did it take him so long?
Amazingly smooth drink. Fucking getting 80s in this beat.
Are homeopathy?
Yeah.
Okay, then. That's all I wanted to know.
Herbology.
Yeah. Homeopathy.
So it's homeopathic. Homeopathic.
Homeopathic medicine.
What are we talking about?
Reflexology and how stupid.
You vibrate your foot. Feel better.
Homeopathy is just the water dilution thing.
But isn't it a blanket term for more of that stuff too? Like the magnetic bracelets?
Yeah, it just means that it's essentially like...
Psychosomatic. How to say
medicine that's not actually medicine. Like, things that are supposed to make you better without being medicine.
Here's the funny thing about the homeopathic,
No, I think you're thinking of something different.
Is a lot of people have somewhat of a semi-cure that's a folk cure, and they don't put it up to scientific scrutiny. They don't put it into peer-review, blind, double-blind studies to prove that it works or doesn't. It becomes to the point where it just becomes simply a... I guess this, once again, psychosomatic, kind of like, you know, cure.
Right.
Homeopathy is the water dilution.
Is it the water? Okay, then we'll take that back. I'll correct my words. New age health.
Right? Okay, so that's a specific thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Whereas homeopathic medicines is the kind of like...
No, that's just diluted water.
Homeopathic medicine is always diluted
water.
It's
always water.
That's not right.
That's not right.
No, it's totally right.
Always.
Yes.
It's not used in any other situations.
No,
it's not.
I'm almost certain that shit like ginseng is a homeopathic medicine.
No, it's not. That's an alternative medicine. It could be, though, if it was a super diluted, absolutely nothing in there.
The point is that they dilute it to a point where it's like...
It's nothing.
Yeah, there's no water. The atoms don't even exist anymore.
Good. I think you're just thinking of alternative medicine. I think that's the correct
point. No, there is a word, and I know what he's talking about.
So, you know, homeopathic remedies is a word that, like, there are websites that are like homeopathic remedies, and it's just full of all essentially alternative medicines. It's a word that's interchangeably used, whether correctly or not, that's used to describe...
What about holistic?
Holistic.
Yes, that's what it is. Thank you.
I think that's what...
It's so...
You're thinking of holistic. Right?
Holistic, see? Because it has holes in its logic.
Yeah, because I always make fun of homeopathic medicine because it's the stupidest shit ever.
I'm just more irritated at people that, like, try to pine it off as scientific, like, you know, remedies.
Pine it off?
Or pawn it off as...
Pawn.
Pine.
Yeah, whatever. Basically, they approach people and say, like, scientific studies, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, what studies are these? Where are this proof? Irritates the piss out of me. Especially when you try to fool people who are desperate for help and they just give them the wrong idea.
Homeopathy is not necessarily always diluted water.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
I just looked it up.
It's diluted. It's a small amount of a specific thing. Pills count.
It's a diluted solution.
Pills count.
It's diluted
so it's
to the
different
point where there's nothing in it.
Correct, but it's not.
It's not always water.
It's not diluted water. Is not necessarily that. So someone taking a ginseng pill that is like 1% ginseng and shit is a homeopathic remedy.
It has to be like almost nothing.
It's what it is. It's a diluted version of the bad thing.
Yeah, it's always bad things, too.
Like venom.
It's not like
and
a
stuff.
Healing thing like ginseng. They believe that the diluted version of the bad thing will cure you.
Okay.
We just had a skeptic track thing here. Oh, well, look at it being just an inquisitive skeptic.
I'm not worried about whether these things work. I'm just worried about... I'm just saying that I was almost certain that I've heard people use the term...
They
use
probably
that term.
Used it wrong.
Right.
Yes, people use them interchangeably.
But I feel... Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I feel like whether it's correct or not, they are used interchangeably quite a lot.
Derpy Show.
So, I want to bring up something that doesn't make any fucking sense to me about Nintendo.
Okay.
Here's shit that doesn't make sense to me. From a company that seems to do really well on aesthetics. Like, that's like all they fucking game in nowadays. They're not really... I mean, they do gameplay and aesthetics. They're not really, like, the top tier of graphics or the top tier of other things. They're, like, aesthetics are their shit.
They're all about their stylized graphics. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
So, Nintendo makes the DS. Do you remember what color the original DS was?
Gray.
Do you know what the color of the DS cartridges are?
Blackish.
Black.
Really dark gray.
Right.
Yeah. Like
not, essentially
not,
black.
Not flat black, but like not gray. So
but yes. In a, you know, 16 color spectrum, they're black.
Yeah. Mm, go on.
Steven doesn't like to just go along with things.
I know.
I don't. It's my nature of being a skeptic, a retarded skeptic.
So they're black. So that means when you plug your cartridge or disc or whatever we're fucking calling them, whatever they are, you plug it into your system, it sticks out. Like, the black stands out on the gray.
That way you know there's a game inside.
Yeah.
Instead of having it all, like, line up and but it's made to be flush from every side. But it doesn't match. So then they say, okay, cool. We're making the 3DS console. And the 3DS launches in two colors. Red and blue. And it has the space where the cartridge goes in, the disc, whatever we're calling it, is black. What color are the 3DS cartridges?
Gray.
So it's like they decide to say, fuck you, it's obvious that your cartridge is there, and it's gonna just, like, fucking stick out. Whereas, like, you look at the back, everything is all black and nice and neat and matte, and if it was fucking black, it would just blend right in, it would look really nice. Yes. But no, fucking white-ass shit.
PSP contains the whole UMD disc, so...
They don't use UMDs anymore.
Oh, what do they use for Vitas now?
PS Vita uses, like, a memory stick.
Oh, cool beans. Yeah, so, that's dumb.
Yeah, it frustrates me. It frustrates me a lot.
Your OCD frustrates you?
Like, I'm not as OCD. Like, one of the guys, Anonymous, saw a pokey post on the internet today.
Oh, that picture of that one thing.
It was a picture of carpet that had this distinct pattern, like, going from, like, if this was...
It was tiles.
Tiles, okay, whatever.
Tiles. All around.
So from this distinctive pattern going with a diagonal from, like, bottom left to top right of every set of tiles. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, in the middle, there was just, it flipped, like rotated 90 degrees, so it completely clashed it. And it brought him to his knees. He described it. Like, it was like, if he saw it in real life, he would just be like, fuck!
He would.
And
I don't understand things like that, because as long as something is functional, I don't give a shit.
Like,
especially if it's not mine.
I think psychologically it's just a control thing.
Like, if I walked into a mall and saw that situation on the floor, I could not even look at it twice. I don't care.
I might go, man, that's some... You don't really take much pride in your shit, and then move on.
Yeah, but he would have a mental breakdown, and it would bother him for a while.
But to me, if it is, like, if I'm buying a product, and everything else about it is so, like, slick and works together and aesthetic, it just seems so silly to me that it's just, like... It was just, like, an arbitrary choice that destroys a lot of your carefully crafted aesthetics.
Well, isn't there an art movement that specifically, like, builds these massive mosaics that look beautiful, but then they make one point of the mosaic just completely off? It's like the imperfection in the in the statue or painting or something like that, because they can't make something too perfect that will conflict against God.
I guess. I don't know.
Just made for ancient OCD guys to go crazy. I explain a lot of things.
Did you say ancient OCD guys?
Yeah. Because a lot of the mosaics were, like, done with a bit of imperfection, same with a lot of the, you know, old, like, Renaissance. I guess that's still ancient, right?
What would the ancient astronaut theorists say about that?
The astronaut theorists? You mean The ones that come from the sky and draw the Nazca lines and help build the pyramids.
Yeah.
The ones that nearly predate the scaly alien, the scaly like lizard people.
Scalians.
Scalians. Thank you. But no, they were terrestrial aliens. They weren't like, you know, scalians. Extraterrestrial. Scalians.
So.
Wait, did I just nullify my whole statement with terrestrial aliens?
Well, technically no.
Because they're from underground.
Well, alien just means that they're essentially different.
Different? Okay. I guess people think aliens, it's outer space, but.
But no, I mean.
What did Doctor Who call them, the reptile people?
Mexicans are terrestrial aliens.
It's true.
This is true, I guess. Along with all the visitors to our wonderful town.
Damn it. Those are extraterrestrial aliens.
They are.
The ones that visit this town.
Yeah, they're from another fucking
We have Brazilians, and we have...
Brazilians!
We also have...
I really like Brazilians.
It's cool. They're cool. They're cool.
They're cool.
God damn it. But I guess, I don't know, but what were they called Doctor Who? Because when I went to a Doctor Who experience in Cardiff, they had, like, a big statue of one of them, and I was just like, hey, it's one of those little scaly alien guys.
I don't remember.
Those are...
What are they called? The
Silurians.
Silurians, there you go, yeah. Yeah. That's cool.
So speaking of like crop circles and weird shit, so there are these mysterious shapes that they found in Japanese waters under in the sand. And they're these like perfect circles that have these weird patterns in them. And they're like, what are they? We don't know what causes them. What are they? They found out what they are.
Oh, what is it? Is it decaying like plastic?
Wait, sinkholes?
Nope.
Oh.
There's actually a special type of pufferfish, and its mating ritual is pounding itself on the ground in these incredibly intricate patterns. They have video of it. It just, like, pounds itself in the ground, and the more intricate the pattern, the more likely a female will choose it
I
over other males.
I
kind of
picture a pufferfish, like, slamming his head into
it's
the ground.
It just, like, it pretty much just darts into the ground and makes these really pretty intricate patterns.
Excellent. Geometric, or just they just turn out
like,
weird.
Perfect geometric
what?
Circles
That's
and shit.
That's fucking weird.
It just, like, starts derping in a circle.
Kind of like at a Dave Matthews concert.
Derpy Show.
Well, guys, it's good to be back. I was in London, England for like a week and a half.
London, England.
Yeah, it was great. Great.
Can we talk about Axe Cop now?
Axe Cop.
Oh, Axe Cop. Yeah.
Because you said London, England, and any time that London is or England is mentioned,
oh, they say
London,
yeah,
England.
Oh, right.
London, England.
I just said it for the longest time, thanks to like
Austin Powers.
Austin Powers. Yeah, get on the phone with London,
England.
I'm like, sweet. I even said it when I got there. When we landed at Gatwick, I'm like, oh yeah, we're here at London, England, and like everybody like looked at me weird. I just had to say it loud because I was so delirious when I got off the plane.
Did you go to the tower?
Yeah, we went to the tower.
I thought the tower was
pretty cool. Did you meet in England?
London, England? No. We went, actually, the funny thing about the tower, you could go for the free yeoman tours when you get in there.
Mm-hmm.
They're very self-deprecating in comedy and humor about their history. Like, I expected them to be like, oh, this is blah, 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 the blah, blah, blah. No, the yeoman is this, like, 22-year veteran of the military. Older guy. He's probably, like, their equivalent to a first sergeant. Hilarious dude.
Just maybe a lieutenant? Just like,
Now, is that how they pronounce it?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. British. But it was really funny and actually very entertaining. Like, the whole tour at the tower was absolutely entertaining. I thought it was going to be boring. But then again, I love museums, so I'd go around anyways
right.
and walk. But
I had a really good time there as well.
Fucking ravens there are huge.
They are scary. They're like the size of dogs.
Yes, and people were trying to fucking feed them. After the yeoman's like, don't feed them because those birds are fucking well fed. Meat. And when you hand them something with your fingers, they're not paying attention to the food you're giving them. They're looking at your fingers, and they bite hard. I saw this lady, like, you know, hand out, like, try to, like, feed him a fucking piece of bread, and the woman's like, don't do it, ma'am! I was just like, damn.
I got a high-five picture with almost every single person I, like, interacted with in England, with the exception of our yeoman. He would not give me a high-five on camera.
Why? They love taking pictures.
Oh, he take all the pictures he wanted with us.
Yeah.
But not high-five.
No
high-five.
That is an actual uniform, so
yeah.
Nothing inappropriate. Yeah, that's true.
I thought a high-five wouldn't be inappropriate. I thought it was like, I wasn't like, you know, asking him to Zig Heil on camera.
No. Because it's out of decorum for the uniform, and I could see that. But no, those guys are absolutely hilarious. And
yeah.
The dude was just like, I don't know. It was really funny.
We had one that was really morbid. Like, he really, like, okay.
Did he lean in at the kids that were in front of him and just be like, yeah?
So it was kind of like, have you ever seen So I Married an Axe Murderer?
Yeah.
Phil Hartman played a character, and it's kind of where he's just like, And then he carved out the bitch's eyes. Like, just really, like, yeah, fucking, yeah, like, dark. Oh, that's, God, like, you just lean in and be really serious about all the creepy shit. Like,
yeah.
And the children's bodies were buried inside the walls.
Oh, man.
You know, like, shit like that.
Well, it's, Ari Omen was basically, like, I guess, think of Ari, what's his name? The mail call guy,
Mail call guy.
The mail call on History Channel, the first Sarge, the gunny guy from, like, Full Metal Jacket.
Arlie Ermy,
whatever. Imagine him, but British, and almost like, it was like, I don't know, the tour was like going on a Terry Pratchett tour. We just randomly say things like, we're here in the moat, has this, da-da-da, had a lot of poop in there, used to have a polar bear, and it was just going on, I was just like, what the fuck just happened? Because apparently, I can't remember what king it was, there was a king of
James.
England. No, I think it was like a Henry or something like that. Was gifted a polar bear from a Scandinavian king. I don't know if it was the king of Norway or something like that.
That's a kingly gift.
There's a polar bear that he had in the moats outside the tower, and then like, and they let the polar bear swim in the Thames and kept him on a leash. So it's just random things they threw out there. It's just really well done. Very.
I wouldn't want to be the guy that had the polar bear on the leash.
Well, they also had an elephant there too for a little bit, and they. And
I'd rather walk an elephant than a polar bear.
I don't know how they do that. Do they have like six guys, maybe, or just coax the polar bear with meat or something like that?
I mean, isn't the
it was kind of tame?
Don't we regard the polar bear as the top land predator on Earth?
I guess if it was raised from a cub,
maybe
it has some relationship things. I mean, they were ready to like stab the shit out of it and went crazy, but nah, yeah. You come to find out a lot of things back in the times of the kings. It was very poopy.
They have a bunch of guards with halberds ready to go.
Well, yeah. Halberd's gonna be what you want with a fucking bear. You don't want that shit to get anywhere.
If the bear lands on you and you just fall back with the spear, the thing's weight will go on. I learned that from that one movie with the guy that plays Hannibal in it.
That happened on Serenity.
Oh, did it too?
Oh. Yeah.
But dude, fucking bears, they're insane.
Yeah,
like, grizzly bears, there are stories of people unloading, like, full magazines of, like, all sorts of weapons, and they don't want to stop the charge.
That makes sense.
Like, they will fight.
They're ready to go
death,
have sex,
man.
Fucking bears do that.
So, while you were in England, did you get to go to the World's End Tavern?
No, I didn't get a chance to. Went to the Globe Theater, went to the best attraction there, the London Tower, the London Dungeon attraction.
Yeah.
Which is kitschy as fuck. I loved it, and the comedy was hilarious. Albeit, they had a scene where Jack the Ripper appeared, and he didn't seem very menacing. It was just like, they utilized this whole kind of scare to where, like, a person... Okay, let me set the whole scene for the London Dungeon. It's basically like a haunted house, but it's got different scenes where they talk about the history of London and act out certain things. They have interactive stuff. They have that like holographic projection technology that they use at the Haunted Mansion at Walt Disney World. So a lot of scenes, they have one where they had like Guy Fawkes talking. It was a floating head that was just talking to people.
Cool.
But in different scenes, like one where they talk about the plague, they do the scare tactic where the actress or actor is sitting there in the middle of the stage talking to you, and all of a sudden the lights go out, and lights come back up, and they're right in your face. I mean, it was a good scare tactic for the first two times, but then later on they started using it more and more and more, to the point like, oh, lights out. He's going to be in front of me. Oh, no! He spooked me.
I thought how you did that.
But in the Jack the Ripper scene, they did it a little different. I mean, they change it up every 6 months, so I don't, you know, spoil if anybody wants to go to the London Dungeon. London. But they had a scene where a wench was talking about Jack the Ripper, blah, blah, blah.
I've actually been there.
Did you go through the scene of that?
Yeah.
Okay, then yeah. In any case, the wench talks about Jack the Ripper. It's after this like mirror maze that confused everybody. You get in this room, she's talking about Jack the Ripper, and then the lights go out, and she appears in front of you. Spooks you. Lights go out, she appears at the bar again. And then the final time the lights go out, this crash happens, and all of a sudden, like... apparently Jack the Ripper's a ghost or something, and this, like, strobe light effect happens, and Jack the Ripper's, like, not slashing at people with a knife, he looks like he's dancing with a knife. He's like, I'm dead, Jack the Ripper.
How weird.
Just giggled when I saw that, because it wasn't menacing at all. It was just like, and disco dancing, Jack the Ripper with a knife, and gone. And so I was just like, that's, I don't know if that's comedy or it's supposed to spook me out. But throughout the rest of the scene, it was pretty nice. They had a ride there that was just like the hangman's drop.
It's a splash ride, right? Or am I wrong?
Oh, they have a splash section to it. Okay. Yeah, trust me. Yeah, they do. More like splash my ass, literally. They have like a drop ride that was just like one story, because I'm used to like, you know, a Tower of Terror, and I'm just like, yeah, it was fucking drop! I've been sitting there thinking like this building that is built in. I'm just like, how many stories are we going to drop? One story. So I'm just a little fuck.
We fell 9 feet.
I know, right? It's basically
I could have survived this fall.
That's not super scary, actually.
No, well, it doesn't disappoint anybody, but seriously, it's a free part of the ride anyways, or the event. But I love kitschy things like that. I went to Benjamin Franklin's house. Apparently, Ben Franklin had a house that he lived there for like 17 years or something like that. And they had this really kitschy kind of like interactive theater thing where like the tour
guide.
Was that
before or after he was on the $100 bill?
Before, good sir.
Oh.
Significantly
yeah.
so.
Yes, yeah.
But yeah, no. When I went to London, one of the things I made sure I did is that we went to the World's End Tavern. Mm. It's featured in lots of different fiction. Primarily, it's featured in the Sandman series.
Yep.
And it's a frequent haunt of Alan Moore and Neil Gaiman.
Oh, yeah.
And so we made sure we went there and sat. And apparently, there's an area that he normally sits in. We were sat there and had beer.
Trust me, I know. It was many things. We wanted to go to Bletchley Park and see the Codebreaker, a little like.
That would have been fucking cool.
Yeah, but I was kind of sparse on money. So we went to Cardiff.
Cardiff, yeah.
Cardiff, went to Cardiff.
Okay.
Are we those Muppets?
He is.
Practically. We went to Cardiff to do the Doctor Who experience, which is kind of underwhelming. It's cool. They have props and everything. You walk through, they have an interactive little show with the props, and you help the Doctor out of that box that he was in.
Because it helps if you're a fan.
Pandora, whatever thingamabob. He was trapped in Pandora's box, so you go walking through
it's
there.
The Pandorica, you asshole.
The Pandora.
It's the harmonica box, so we get in through there and.
Didn't
and he
did saves you say
him.
The harmonica box?
Yeah, harmonica box.
Didn't they lock him in the harmonica box so because he was going to be a danger to himself? Or is that what? Or is that his grave?
He was singing a bad tune, that's why.
Harmonica box.
Yeah, the James Cameron box, the Pandora.
Yeah.
Pandorica. Okay, so the Pandora box.
Yeah, the Dora the Explorer box had locked Doctor Who in there to basically trap him out of the time stream or something.
Yeah, it's so Swiper could swipe his extra energy.
Yes.
It was because he was going to blow up the universe and they were protecting everyone from him.
Doesn't he stand on top of it and point upwards and tell them that he's going to come at them all?
And doesn't
yes.
he
and
yell about the
away?
Spice
That's
or something too as well?
They locked him up.
What? Yell about the spice or something, and goes like "Hooga!" into like a gun that shoots out.
Actually, he was never really locked in it.
Spoilers. I thought they did lock him in it, and then
well, for like 2 seconds.
No, I thought he was locked in there for like 1,000 years.
Yeah,
that's
Amy.
Why.
Timey-wimey.
Oh, Amy was locked.
Amy
in
was
it.
Locked in.
Yeah,
it
and
for
then
a
fucking
1,000 years.
And then
dude guarded the thing.
Yeah, yeah,
Rory.
Yeah.
Rory. But long story short. Out of all the things that were meant to scare me in Cardiff and, like, the dungeon, I got scared by bumping my foot into a barrel.
That scared you.
It
didn't
scared
just
me.
Injure you temporarily.
No.
You got frightened.
I got
like,
scared.
Oh, God, I'm so afraid of this barrel!
Well, I kicked it like, fuck! I'm like, out of all things to scare me. It was a barrel. Twice.
So object placement can just freak you out.
Dude, well, all the things that scare me at Halloween Horror Nights are like the surprises of things. Oh, fuck, cookies! I didn't see those there. Yeah.
I love those cookies.
Not seeing the like the spooky guys run at you and stuff like that, that doesn't scare me. You could scare me with like if I hit a placement pad that shoots off like an air jet or a car horn or somebody sprays me with water.
The jump scare.
Yeah, those things get me. Yeah, those things. Fuck those things. And the door is the thing where you trap door and slam the door open and spook people. Yeah.
A boo window. Technical.
A boo hole.
Well, a boo hole is technically a doorway. A boo window would be
my
something
bad.
That slams down.
What's a boo hoo?
That's what you say after you lose at games.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Derpy show.
Scares I got. But yeah. London, England.
Did we talk about Axe Cop yet?
Axe Cop.
You did a little bit.
No, we didn't.
I thought we talked about Axe Cop in another episode.
You guys like
no,
Cat
we brought Bug? It up, but nobody else knew what it was.
Nobody else knew what Axe Cop was? You didn't know
Axe
Cop?
I thought I talked all about Axe Cop one time.
I don't think you did.
How about, do you know Cat Bug?
I don't know, I know Cat Bus.
Oh, it's, God.
Are you talking about Puppy Cat?
No, Puppy Cat's part of the same kind of like.
Are you talking about Cat Dog? Because that's a thing.
No,
that's a thing that doesn't know how to pee.
No, yeah, apparently.
Does it pee out of one of their mouths?
It's just like in South Park, man.
So which one? Does it?
Maybe whatever the cat forces down the dog.
But they both eat, so they're just like...
Well, maybe they have two different tracks. Like, one tube is for the esophagus, the other tube's for their anus.
Maybe they just have, like, a hidden colacus somewhere in the middle.
Right,
maybe.
Middle,
maybe, yeah. Maybe they just poop out there. Yeah, like a belly button that just poops for them.
A poop button.
A poop button, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. X-Cop. Did you guys seriously already talk about this?
He thinks he did. X-Cops.
I did.
Because Catbug...
He did definitely bring it up. I remember that.
Is it from the creator of, like, Adventure Time or one of the people that work on that show?
Are you talking about Puppy Cat now?
No, Puppy Cat and Catbug. That's part of the same kind of studio that's doing the Cartoon Hangover thing, right?
Oh, is that like a princess?
Were the Protectors of the Universe or something? Protectors of the...
I don't know what you're talking about anymore.
It's where Catbug comes from. It's something.
Gotcha, Mom.
It's that other show that... It's created by the Adventure Time people.
Yeah.
You guys are talking about Bee and Puppy Cat.
No, but that's another show that's different.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're talking about something that's on...
The Cartoon Hangover little, like, thing.
Yeah, they're like... It's like the Planeteers in space.
Yes.
I'm talking about Princess. See.
What is that?
Princess the dog. It's Princess.
You're talking about Greatest Warriors?
That's what you're talking about.
That's it. Thank you. That's where Catbug's from.
I'm talking about Princess, which was this cute little dog, that was, someone asked the guys from South Park... to make, like, a Flash cartoon. But it was one of those, like, Hallmark wanted them to make a Flash cartoon or something like that. For some reason, a company that didn't want anything to do with South Park-style comedy or violence or whatever, or grossness, wanted the South Park guys to make them a Flash cartoon. So they just submitted them Princess, which are these cartoons where this little cute dog, like, with a little bow in its hair, just, like... does dog stuff and indirectly causes people to die in horribly bloody awful ways.
Sweet.
like she runs out in the middle of traffic and someone runs in front of it and like just splatters into a million fucking pieces. And then it cuts to like the picture of the dog's like, it's a princess.
That sounds exactly like something they would do.
Yeah. Definitely. And there's 3 or 4 episodes. It's like 10 years old now at least, but...
When I was in London,
When I was in London, did you?
Well, I did some things while you were in London, so maybe they match up.
When I was in London, we went to this bar in Soho called The Loading Bar, which was a wonderful little bar that had all these different like video game themed items. And we went there during a Reddit meetup night, too, so we got to chill with some of the locals and stuff. It was really cool. I found out what pants are in England. The UK consider their underwear and call them pants.
You've never heard that before?
No. That's why, to my amazement, I didn't know what pants were. Because I was watching a Doctor Who episode where Rory's like, we're the SWAT team here and I'm in my pants. And I'm just like, he's not in his pants, he's in his underwear. And then I brought it up to them.
Pants are trousers.
Exactly. And Fanny is a woman's vagina.
Yes. Which is why it's awesome that here in Orlando we refer to them as fanny packs.
Well, that's because in, like, Fanny is butt here.
But what's funny is that the fanny pack doesn't go on your fanny, it goes in front of your fanny.
Well, depending. I mean, the original intention was for them to be sort of a side back.
But most people
wear
them
in the front.
Yeah.
The 10-year-old me did when I went to Universal Studios.
I used to have one that looked like the World Wrestling Federation Championship belt.
I said Universal Studios.
Why did you ever let go of that?
I don't know.
He lost in a cage match
to my dog.
You know who I want to come back?
Who?
Retarded Dave.
Retarded Dave.
We've only ever talked about Retarded Dave.
Oh.
He's never shown up.
Hey, when did Retarded Dave happen to you?
He spends most like of his time in Bastion.
Bastion.
Oh, it sounded like a wicked good idea, but you're going down to Boston and you're going to Maine.
No, I can't wait for? Bastion Batman. Ben Affleck is apparently on the short list to play the Batman in the Justice League movie, or Batman Superman.
Really?
So I can't wait for Batman.
What was that?
From Gotham.
He has an accent, I'm assuming.
Commissioner, well, it's fucking Bruce, Ben Affleck. He puts a Boston accent in, like, everything. Like, half of his movies are in Bastion.
Ben Affleck does what? What movies has he done?
The Town.
Is that the Shyamalan one?
No. The Town
That's
is a
village.
Oh, okay.
Get your municipality straight.
Damn.
The Town is a Boston-based, like, heist flick.
Don't care. Hate heist
flicks. He is a Boston guy in...
Any sci-fi movies?
No.
Daredevil?
Good. He was Daredevil?
Yeah. He was Daredevil.
Oh, God. Okay.
That's the closest to sci-fi that I could think of.
Yeah, it's true. He's Daredevil.
Oh,
okay.
He's Armageddon.
That's sci-fi.
That's sci-fi.
Who is he in Armageddon?
The main character.
Oh, that's him. Okay.
I mean, he played himself in that movie, really.
Yeah, he did.
I get the whole Liv Tyler?
Liv.
Liv.
Whatever.
Liv, damn it! Liv!
That chick from Lord of the Rings, yeah.
The chick that dances really sexily in her dad's music video.
That's awkward. No, is it Lawrence Fishburne Burns, like...
She's in a music video? For
daughter?
Aerosmith?
Yeah, it's the Crying music video, I believe.
Really?
Maybe. That
yeah.
might be.
But no, isn't Lawrence Fishburne's, like, daughter
like
porn, star?
No. Porn
star? Isn't Lawrence...
No, old Larry Fishburne's daughter's a porn star!
Isn't she a porn star?
I don't know. I do prefer to refer to him as Larry Fishburne, because that's how he was credited on Pee-wee's Playhouse as Larry Fishburne.
Oh, yeah.
So
oh,
I was like the yeah, me and Larry Fishburne, we go way back,
way back, back to our days in college.
Derpy Show.
It seems that the current craze is like completely ridiculous movies, like Sharknado.
Yeah,
Shark Ghost. Ghost Shark.
So I think we need to get in on this. What crazy movie can we make?
Well, they have one for squirrels or something now, too.
Squirrels is happening. Apparently Ant Avalanche is a thing that's happening. Which I thought was an ant version of Bruce Valanche, but apparently it's actually an avalanche.
Alright, well, it seems like we need to mash things up.
Right.
So, has anybody used rockets yet? Because I feel like rockets would be a good thing.
Rocket sharks. They're so fast that they...
No, that's
people
a thing.
Already used sharks.
Oh, fuck. Let's rocket see. Octopus.
Squid.
Rocktopus!
Rocktopus.
Ah. Yeah.
So now do Rocktopus...
Versus Sharktopus.
Now does Rocktopus... Is it a rocket that shoots octopuses?
Can it be Rocktopus versus Rocket Squid?
I was thinking the octopus has, like, rockets on its ends and spins around like Gamera.
No, okay, it's Rocktopus that is an octopus with a guitar versus
cool.
Rocket Squid, which is a squid on a rocket.
Oh, shit.
Rocktopus. How many... I mean, I feel like Rocktopus can hold more than one guitar.
Well, yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Like, it can play one of those guitars that's, like, a double guitar.
It's a double-headed guitar, yes?
I think it could probably play at least two or three guitars if it was a big enough octopus.
Now, what... Now... I feel like if it was an octopus, it would be wasted to play guitars.
Hmm.
I feel like it's a natural drummer.
Yeah.
Like, think about how big of a drum kit you could have with, like, fucking four bass pedals, like...
Or piano.
Piano, natural fit, yeah.
Yeah. You play all the octaves. You have, like, a multi-piece band. So an octopus has 10 tentacles, right?
Octopus has 8.
Octo 8, anyways.
A squid technically has 10.
So, octopi could then play...
So the octopus has 10 tentacles, right? Yep. Totally
okay.
Right.
He just gave me an inspiration.
Yeah?
It's a movie about a bakery run by an octopus. It's called Octopi.
No, see, I think
but it's P-I-E.
You see, I think we're on the right track.
Or Octopi, private investigator. It's an octopus.
Octopi?
Yeah, Octopi.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
I think we should go back to the Rocktopus idea, because I feel like we can keep this going. But, like, Rocktopus is just, like, the lead singer of the band that's, like, That's like, I don't know.
Can it still have rocket squid?
Sure. But I feel like we gotta have like something that's like cephalopod, so it's like, cephala puddle of mud or something like that. I don't know.
No, how about cephalopatura? Because there's sepultura, so...
Cephalopatura.
Yeah. Sepultura is a great metal band from Brazil.
Oh, it could be cephalopod.
No.
You know, thought of that, but I didn't say it because I hate that band so much.
Right.
No. Let's go back to the sepultura thing. They're Brazilians. Brazilians!
Oh my god, Rocktopus has to fight the Brazilians!
The Brazilians, yes.
If only Brazzers was here to talk to us about that.
Who?
Brazzers.
Brazzers.
You know,
our Brazilian fan?
No, mystery guest. We call her Brazzers.
Why is he shoot Brazzers now?
It's a different episode.
Okay.
Go into the archive, you can find out.
Not to be pedantic, but octopi is incorrect.
Ha-ha.
It's not the plural.
Octopuses?
But
that's more correct than
octopuses?
It
would be perfect.
I don't know.
For a restaurant.
I'll do it. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Octopuses? The correct plural is octopus,
holding,
but that's considered like just outdated.
Oh.
Nobody used that. So.
I just said it. I didn't know what it was. I was just saying it just to be...
Octopi is wrong.
I prefer platypi.
That might be correct, but octopi is wrong.
I also believe that...
believe in murder.
I believe that if mouse is mice, then moose should be meese. So, I don't know if I'm really battling this one.
I like attempted murders. Of crows.
Yeah, murder of crows really cool. My favorite is rhino.
What's the rhino?
A crash of rhinos.
It's funny because they ram into things.
Owls are very cool. They have two. They can either be a wisdom or a parliament.
Ooh.
Both very cool.
That's
for
fancy.
An animal that's solitary and almost never gathers.
Yeah, very rarely. Maybe the mate.
That's yeah. It. Or for shelter, very rarely. In like a barn, you might get multiple owls.
Yeah, it's very rare. Like, whatever.
Well, it's like rhinos are solitary. They almost never
really?
Gather.
I thought they were kind of herd-like creatures.
I don't believe so.
Oh,
I could be wrong.
Cool.
As far as I know, they're fairly solitary.
Something new. Kind of. Without seeking sources and validating the evidence provided.
Our show is like fucking sources not needed, so...
That's the beauty of it.
Derpy Show.
Excellent. All right, back on topic.
Back on topic. We don't have a topic to get back to.
Yeah, we do. Virtual Boy.
It's like
lively,
dude. You should come. You going? Let's get back to the topic. That's like at the end of Back to the Future, where fucking Doc Brown shows up and is like, "We've got to go back to the future." They don't know anything about that. They don't know what's happening, but he just fucking takes them there. You're like, bore. We gotta get back to the topic.
Wait, what's the matter, Doc? It's your kids! We're gonna do something about your kids! I don't have kids! Doc, you gotta back up. There's not enough road to get up to 88 miles an hour.
Where we're going, we don't need road. Why are we just quoting Back to the Future? We're not even parodying it! We're just quoting it!
With the soundtrack behind it.
With him doing deer doo 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 doo
doo doo doo doo.
I don't know. But the point being that you were trying to take us back to a topic that didn't exist.
Back on topic of doing the show. Oh, I went meta. Bitches.
Okay, we're back. What do you want to talk about? Do you want to talk about bitches?
No.
Four, it's about your bitches! We've got to talk about them!
All right, good. Lay some information on me.
We're going, we won't need any bitches.
Step one, how do I identify them? I don't know who they are.
Well, how many area codes do you frequent? That'll help us.
Ah, true, yes.
Are you talking about my hose?
Are hose distinguishable from bitches?
Absolutely.
I suppose gardening implements would work, too. Your female dogs and gardening.
So what's really the difference between bitches and hoes? Because bitches ain't shit, but hoes and tricks,
yeah.
Right?
Sure.
So bitches equals hoes plus tricks or hoes time tricks?
Bitches ain't shit, but hosen. That's actually a denominator for like a different set of logic, maybe an or. Bitches
ain't
or.
So bitches
ain't.
Bitches do not equal shit.
Yeah.
How would you program a hoe, Steven?
Depends. I think the logic in this would be.
Well, let's
okay,
let's rationalize
this. Break it down.
So
okay.
Bitches does not equal shit.
Shit. So they're not equal.
However, but they are Hoes and tricks.
So it's lobbing them in the same category as hoes and tricks. Tricks are pulled by hoes.
I thought it was bitches are not equal to nothing.
No, bitches ain't shit. So bitches are not equal to shit.
They're also not a problem.
But no. We also have to
go in
context.
But there's also bitches ain't nothing.
Remember, bitches ain't shit. The shit being the shit. So in this context, shit is something. It's not a negative.
Listen, I'm not going to debate the logic of the radio edit. I'm not even going to go there. Because otherwise we've got to start getting it all sorts of
weird things. I said bitches ain't nothing but hoes and tricks. That's the radio edit version.
Oh, yeah. Just like how, like, was it Samuel Jackson in the TV version of Snakes on a Plane? It's like this, I'm tired of these monkey-loving snakes.
Yeah, something awful
on
like that.
Monday to Friday plane. No. Nothing is better. My favorite is fucking The Big Lebowski.
Oh, what?
So there's a scene where John Goodman is bashing that guy's car, and he's like, "Do you see? This is what happens when you fuck a stranger in the ass." What's the radio edit? "This is what happens when you find a stranger in the Alps."
Yes. What does he say? The Alps. The movie.
That's so arbitrary.
It's so good. Like, but apparently the
maybe the Nihilists were the Alps guys.
Well, apparently the made for TV, like apparently the TV edit for Snakes on a Plane was deliberately made to be so over the top ridiculous that it's just as fun. It's sometimes debated to be funnier.
There's another movie. I want to say it was like, not The Hangover, but something from that same, like, era and those same people, that the TV edited version is almost funnier than the version with the profanity.
We apparently refer to them that as the Frat Pack era.
That is the Frat Pack, yes.
Mm-hmm. What?
Everything from Luke Wilson,
Paul Rudd, those guys.
Will Ferrell.
Everybody that was in
Old School.
Yeah.
Old School.
That's the Frat Pack. Wedding Crashers, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. That era is called the Frat Pack. Pretty much like 2003 to modern. It's kind of dying out.
Dodgeball.
Yes.
Whereas, you know, in the 80s, they referred to it as the Brat Pack. And that was everything that was like a Ringwald. And that was named after the Rat Pack, which was in the 50s and 60s.
Next, it's going to be I don't know.
For the 80s, one was terrible.
The Beaver Pack?
I liked them.
It could be the Beaver Pack, right?
What's wrong with that, though?
That doesn't rhyme.
No, hold on. The Brat Pack wasn't bad.
I didn't like any of it.
You don't like it when Judd Nelson punches the air?
Breakfast Club's no good?
Pretty in Pink?
No. Really?
No, I didn't
like it.
None
of it. No. Fast Times? 16 no.
Candles? Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
I didn't even really like Ferris Bueller.
Wait.
We're not friends anymore.
Wait.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
He just doesn't like Matthew Broderick.
No, what's that movie with the dead uncle that dies and they...
I like
Weekend at Bernie's? That's not the same.
Not Brat Pack.
And that's why I like it.
Karate Kid?
No, I didn't.
No.
Karate Kid.
No.
Big Trouble in Little...
Definitely not Brat Pack.
Any girl movie from the 80s.
It's specifically mostly John Hughes.
Molly Shannon.
Molly Ringwald.
Molly Ringwald.
The movie about the story about the guy telling a story...
Indian in the Cabinet.
Son.
Princess Bride?
Yeah, that's it.
No!
The guy from, like, what is that? What's that one TV show, the opening?
Wonder
is that
Years?
Song? Thank you.
The opening is that Beatles song.
I have Alzheimer's to where, like, I don't say the title, but I could give you all these details.
Now he's going to attach it to Boy Meets World because it's the other Savage brother.
Right.
Wait.
The brother is Savage?
You didn't know that?
I never watched any of those shows. I honestly hated TV shows when I was...
So, who would win in a fight? The Brothers Grimm or the Brothers Savage?
Brothers Grimm.
Are they the Savage. Brothers Grimm as played by Heath Ledger and that other guy from that movie?
Was it Matt Damon?
No. Yeah, I don't think it was Heath Ledger either, actually.
It is Heath Ledger.
Oh, is it?
I think it's Matt Damon.
That movie was terrible.
Matt Damon.
Matt Damon!
I was just thinking.
What's that from?
Team America.
I actually really like Matt Damon.
Didn't he do a song with Sarah Silverman and like Jimmy Kimmel about like, "I'm fucking Matt Damon"?
Yeah.
She's fucking Matt Damon. Yeah. Yes. Did you know that Jimmy Kimmel did a counter to that?
Yeah, I'm fucking Ben Affleck.
Right? I'm fucking Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
And then like a million people were in it.
Weren't they together for a while or something like
yes.
that? Oh, that's why they did it. Okay.
Yeah, well, I think Sarah Silverman and Jimmy Kimmel are married.
They were.
Okay.
I don't know what's
That's where the fucking Matt Damon thing came in later.
Oh, they actually did break up
yeah.
at that point. Okay.
Awkward. I think it was around then, yeah.
Yeah, she's cute, but I just don't find her funny.
I think she's actually pretty funny.
I think so too.
I'd never laughed at her jokes. I mean, I get what she's going with. That's cool. It's not like she's terrible. But I'm not going like, ha.
No, I get it. It's just not
How do you
fun.
Feel about Jenny McCarthy?
Who's Jenny McCarthy?
Never mind.
There you go.
Wait, what about Jenny
you
McCarthy?
I don't
it's
know
It's a similar
names.
Concept.
I mean, it's the girl
what
put
is?
Into...
It's a cute girl comedian doing terrible,
Since
dirty jokes.
When is Jenny
jokes?
McCarthy a comedian?
Okay.
Yeah, she doesn't really do stand-up.
Not stand-up, but I feel like it's the same...
She's famous for Playboy.
Right, but... Oh,
and
okay.
being ignorant.
It's, I get where you're going
being
with that.
Thank you.
But it's...
Not that she's a comedian,
but... like, right, but, like, Jenny McCarthy was like, I'm a Playboy bunny that is sassy and crude, which is a lot... Which I feel is a lot different than Sarah Silverman, who's like, I'm, like, the every girl who does... My humor is that I just do the fucking dirtiest, nastiest, horrible shit I can possibly do. Whereas that really wasn't Jenny McCarthy's vibe.
Psst. I feel like there's some more.
Was she the Playboy girl that had the doctorate?
No. She's the Playboy girl that heads up the anti-vax movement and is probably the most ignorant bitch ever.
Wait, she's the anti-vaccination movement?
Yes.
Yes.
I think she was also the host of, what was that game on MTV that was like, some sort, it was like the dating game?
Kind of, but
no,
it wasn't.
Singled Out. She hosted Singled Out.
Yeah.
She really should have stuck to those really vapid.
Yeah. She
like,
shouldn't have been
nothing
like
shows.
Right.
Derpy show.
Bitches love that.
Stop
phrase.
Looking at my fucking feet.
It's in my face.
Foot fetishes.
Anyway.
He's the one that walks like a weird monkey person.
I do.
You walk like a weird monkey person.
How have I
Walk for me.
That? Walk for us.
He's not gonna do it now.
Track?
It's okay. I actually got him to do something twice the other day. He made a funny face and I was like, come on, do it again. And he actually did it again. Which,
That's
if you
picture.
Know Boar.
He never
he doesn't
just
do
twice.
Things on
yeah.
command.
And on command. Yeah, it's like herding a cat with this guy. It's like, Boar, make me a sandwich. And he just looks at you. It's like, Boar, get out of my house. He just looks at you.
He makes
Boar.
Me a sandwich.
Well, you're a girl.
Oh, yeah.
And I yell, Boar, get out of the bathroom. He's still just looking at me. Like,
Wait,
Boar.
Why was the door open to the bathroom?
Can we talk about not Run this? There?
I want. Like, no.
I think that they,
I know. I want to talk
Wait.
About that. Why Boar is in the bathroom? And when you said get out of the bathroom, he was still able to look at you.
I am pretty sure that he has an imaginary friend named Boar.
He phases through walls and tells me to burn things.
So you told him to get out of the bathroom, and he phased through the wall,
yeah.
out of the bathroom, yes. and stared at you. So he
so,
did get out of the bathroom.
What type of a psychological complex do you have to have to like have an imaginary friend that's a copy of your friend?
Schizophrenia.
So, okay.
It doesn't help that you.
So you're
come.
Schizophrenic.
It doesn't help that you appear at midnight and you slowly float towards me with a smile on your face in a suit.
Steven.
I never wear suits.
It's David Bowie.
Neil Faust. It's 1986 David Bowie from the film Labyrinth.
Yeah, I know.
Wear the eye patch, Steven. Wear the funky, funky eye patch.
What is that from?
I've lost all faith in my advice-giving capabilities.
Just fly to the popcorn.
Derpy show.
When you were in England, did they talk about Bell Ends at all?
When I was in California, they talked about Bel Air.
No.
Bell-bottom pants.
They talked about...
They didn't...
The baby.
They didn't offer
the baby
their
power.
Bell-ends.
The power of the royal family.
Oh, but they talked about him a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Old Prince George.
Oh.
I didn't give
Georgie.
A fuck, really. I'm just like, it's a baby. Cool.
Did anybody call
didn't
you
we...
a bell-end?
No, what is a bell-end?
Is it something penis-related?
It's exactly a penis.
Oh, no.
Sounds penis-related.
Well, technically, it looks penis.
Yeah,
it's a fireman.
Is that like a? Is that
so,
saying,
is it the British version of "you're a dickhead"? Like,
no. Okay, no. Apparently, I don't know if this is confirmed or not, but apparently, being a dickhead in London means you're a hipster.
Maybe they just call hipsters dickheads.
Can we call hipsters dickheads here?
I think we do.
Does that
already.
Make me Dr. Mrs. the Dirty Dickhead?
Yes.
That's terrible.
That's awful.
But guys, you gotta confirm this for
and
me
that's
because I overheard
name.
This though. Because I mean, there's a music video I saw about being a dickhead is cool, and they're all talking about like, you know, South London. You haven't seen it?
No.
Oh my god, it's like, you know, like
I think you're getting trolled.
I play sins. We all play sins. Talk about
Sims. That's
playing the Sims.
Synths.
Oh.
That sounds like a parody song.
I figured, but somebody said dickheads, and I'm just like. Is that literally in, like, slang term or something here? I was just kind of,
No, I think they're just making fun of hipsters.
Probably.
I know a girl on Facebook whose cover photo is a bird with human arms playing a ukulele.
Fucking hipster.
This is the most hipster thing I've ever seen.
Well, birds with arms is a really popular subreddit.
But you put a bird on it, it's art.
But it's playing a ukulele.
Do you know about birds with
Did
arms?
Did you know that now sparrows are no longer the bird to put on things? Now it's owls.
Great. I hate
owls have been the things for, like, years and years.
No, it was sparrows for a long time. With hipsters, at least. It was all, it was like sparrows.
Fucking hate.
Or, like, ravens. And now it's owls.
Owls have been the thing for a long time.
Okay. Well, I'm Dr. Dirty Dickhead.
Dr. Dirty Dickhead.
Can we, I get that clip pulled out so I can have that? I want that to be my ringtone, whatever she calls it.
That's going
to
be the whole episode. It's going to be that on the
loop. I'll just call
you Dr. Dirty Dickhead.
It's like number nine, I'm Dirty Dickhead. Number nine, I'm Dirty Dickhead.
Number nine.
Can that be my intro?
I'm Dirty Dickhead? Yes, that can be your intro.
This is the Dirty Dickhead.
No, I said I'm Dr. Dirty Dickhead.
Doctor, that sounds like a porn star's name.
Dr. Dirty Dickhead.
Not a very good one.
That's like a terrible porn star.
It brings up what he does. Dirty things.
He's the doctor of
Somebody
dirty
needs
dickhead.
To polish this. That's how he starts off every scene.
Somebody needs to buff this head.
Dr. Dirty Dickhead, what can I do for you?
Taz, something needs to be cleaned.
You can buff this spell head. Oh, yeah.
I need you to sanitize my instruments.
So wait.
So ringing my bell is actually a song
Yes, that's an English song.
Oh, wow.
No, I'm just kidding.
So
I don't think that's true.
Yep. So is his name actually Dirk T. Dickhead? Dirk T. Dickhead?
Dr. Dirk T. Dickhead?
Dirk T. Dickhead?
Ringing sure. my bell.
That probably is something sexual.
Probably. Well, no, they show that video of that guy. You see that video of the guy that rings the bell at, like, this football game, but the angle's, like, right where it's in front of his crotch, and he's, like, ringing the bell really fast, but it looks like he's, like, vigorously masturbating on, like, national TV.
Maybe he was vigorously masturbating on national TV.
Okay, then. He gets his kicks that way, I suppose.
Speaking of vigorously masturbating, have you guys seen Kick-Ass 2?
Not yet!
No. Did you vigorously masturbate while watching that movie?
She's not 18 yet! I think she might be.
She's totally 18.
I don't know.
But you'll get it when
she's
you see
16.
It. Did you see it?
No,
I really?
Didn't see it.
Oh. I feel like she's been around forever.
That's because when she was Hit Girl, she was like 11. Which is why it was such a big deal.
She said cunt.
Mm-hmm.
Who did?
Hit Girl.
She's like
probably
11.
Did.
Chloe Grace Moretz.
Anything else?
Yeah, all sorts of stuff.
Okay, good.
She was in the American version of the Swedish horror movie Let Me In.
I'll Let the Right One In.
Yeah.
See, I like the twist to the original one better because that makes it just all more fucked up.
I don't know the. I only
she was
saw
also,
the American one.
She was also in Dark Shadows.
Well, I'm Dr. Dirty Dickhead.
See Kick-Ass 2, it's better than the first one, I think. In my opinion.
They got that Israeli bodybuilder chick as, like, Mother Russia in there or something like that.
Yeah.
That is, like, the best character ever.
Sweet. Although, too bad the comic book sucked.
The movie's really good.
Apparently
really
Jim Carrey's really good in it, too.
He's funny.
But I heard Jim Carrey didn't really necessarily care to be in that.
No, he was really, really big in the movie.
He's really
He was,
science.
Like, super excited for it, and then after the movie, he was like, I changed my mind.
It was specifically, like, they filmed the movie, and then there were several, like, Sandy Hook and a couple other big gun violent things made him start feeling like maybe I should have been in a movie.
Don't watch God Bless America, then.
The thing I don't get is, like, did he not see the first one? The first one was really...
Was he not aware while he was filming it?
He was aware while he was filming it. He just had a change of heart after the film.
Well, that sucks for him.
Right, so I'm not mad at him. Shit happens.
Isn't he into the comics, too? He's a pretty geeky guy. I mean, like, does he not know about this comic?
Do you not understand that he did know? He had a change of heart after the movie was finished.
You had a change of heart.
No, were they filming during the Sandy Hook and stuff like that?
No, he was already done with it. It's just after he did it, he was like, man... Now, he felt like he was a part of...
The culture?
Yeah. And he's kind of, like, felt bad about it. So he didn't really want to promote the movie.
I see.
He didn't pull De Niro and say, you know what? I want to pull all of my footage off this movie and attempt to sue for it. Because he did that to Despicable Me 2. Damn. And they had to re-record all of his lines with
Why?
A new actor in, like, 2 weeks and then put it back in
theaters.
Why?
What was so bad about Despicable
Don't
Me
know.
2?
He had some problem. He was like, nope, I'm out. And had something in his contract to allow him to pull all of his...
Wow.
That's
ability.
Shitty.
So they had to get Benjamin Bratt, I think his name, to record it in like 3 days.
Damn.
Go in.
I mean, dickhead.
What a dirty dickhead.
So, like, I mean, I don't blame the guy, because you can have a change of heart, whatever. And I get that violence is a pretty hot-button topic, and he doesn't know how he feels about it. And, yeah,
like, I'm not mad at him, but it's like, it just defies all reason as to why he didn't understand what he was getting into.
No, he understood.
Why couldn't he wrap his head around
that?
So
stop right there.
Beforehand?
If it wasn't for all the violence, then what would he have come to that conclusion without that, the violence stuff happening?
We don't know. Like, I just think, like, I don't think it's that bad that you can have a change of heart on something like that. I think it's okay. Like, I don't know.
The guy was, I mean, I don't know.
But it's like being in a porno and being like, oh, now I'm sad that everybody's seen my dick.
That's fair.
But it's like, you know what you're getting into. Put your dick out there in front of a camera.
This is
okay,
true.
But that doesn't mean that whoever did a porno then goes on the porno convention talk about it circuit.
No, they become fundamentalist Christians.
I don't blame
that's
anyone.
That's fine, but do you sympathize with the person who's like, oh, I shouldn't have done that?
It's a little
like,
bit.
You made the damn choice.
Why?
Well, I mean, like, you feel bad. Yeah, like, that sucks, but dude, you made the choice. What can you do now?
Not promote it, which was his perfectly fine right to do it.
Cool.
He just said that I think it's a really violent movie, and I kind of don't want to talk about it, and I kind of feel bad being in it, but I did it, so whatever.
Okay. I respect that, man.
That's fine, but like I said, it's just people, I think, are just like, why didn't you understand?
This is true, too.
I just don't think it's a... I think he did understand. I think he just suddenly felt differently about the whole violence and the media thing sometime after the fact.
I don't think there's been an influx of violence, though, I think...
Well, there was a hostage situation 2 days ago. There has been an not been an influx of violence. Let me put this out. We are at an all-time low for violent crimes in history.
Yeah.
All-time low.
Very true.
Every month, it essentially goes down worldwide. Let's be clear on that.
Yeah, because like 100 years ago or 1,000 years ago.
It's all reported more.
Yeah.
However, media of violent crimes is at an all-time high.
Yes.
Which causes people to have misconceptions. And it's media, you can get tricked by people. Shit happens. So I can totally get why all of a sudden you think that, you know...
Oh, what's this world coming to these days? Oh.
Damn Reddits and those cat videos. They are cute, though.
I mean, I guess it's kind of similar to, like, doing a...
Say porno, don't say
no,
porno.
No, no, no. Like a car commercial, like for like a big truck, for like a diesel truck. And then later on being like, man, you know, maybe
diesel trucks are
fossil
bad.
Fuels are
maybe
bad.
We really should be doing electric cars. I don't really want to talk about that truck
okay,
anymore.
Let's,
I just want
okay,
to...
Okay, here's my soapbox deal here. You want to be environmentally friendly, get a hybrid car, get an electric car. What the fuck do they do with the batteries that, you know, they get rid of? Those batteries aren't recycled. You know what happens to them? They get dumped in the goddamn ground. So all you environmentally, like, sound people there are like, I'm saving the environment with my hydro car.
Hybrid.
Hybrid
hydro.
Car.
No, it's a smoking hydro car.
Hydro.
I wish we had hydro cars.
Runs on hydros.
Yeah. But still, that pisses me off, because they're like, oh, yeah, you have a battery, but after 6 years, that battery has to go. Unless they come out with technology that really, like, you know, revitalizes
I'm pretty sure they do
it.
Have battery recycling.
Oh, you know, no, but you know what the battery recycling places do? They store them in, like, a vault underground. They don't fully recycle them. They don't fully... It's still there. It's like the radioactive material. They put them in a cave.
But what I'm trying to say is, but I feel that if you are purchasing vehicles that are theoretically attempting to be more...
Sure.
Not using fossil fuels.
Sure.
That helps create the industry that proves that that is a wise monetary decision.
Yes.
So that way... People are less like car companies bought out the plans for electric vehicles and tried to actually completely kill them from existing because they didn't want competition.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel that if you are purchasing those vehicles, it proves that that's a wise monetary decision. And eventually we can start moving away from those things.
Sure.
You're not going to have a perfect step, and there are going to be growing pains and bad things.
For the sake of your carbon footprint, you limit that. But you're like polluting another section.
But I feel like
batteries.
Little by little... You have to start somewhere. There's going to be pollution one way or the other. So then we're start trying to like switch the pollution. So hopefully we can figure out what to do with this later. Because we're going to be able to figure out what to do with pollution, but we can't.
You're totally full of shit on this battery thing.
Didn't tell
there
me.
Are
the
ways. Here's a whole page on how you can recycle all the toxic shit that's in batteries. They can neutralize the acid and basically get rid of...
But are they doing that on a massive scale for car batteries?
That's why they say don't throw batteries in the trash, because they can recycle them.
But in what ways? What proof do you have that this is happening on a massive scale? Because otherwise...
What proof do you have that says that they're not? Those are pretty dumping, gigantic
there's
batteries.
There's dumping facilities out at all these, like, giant...
For hybrid batteries.
Just batteries in general. Giant batteries.
So are you trying to tell me that all batteries are bad?
No, they're not all bad. You can still recycle. There is technology to do them, but are they doing it on a mass production scale? Are they actively going out and doing the process? Because the process to recycle a battery is more expensive than making the battery.
Have we had hybrid battery vehicles for more than 6 years?
Yeah. No.
So have we needed have we needed to really have these facilities yet?
Perhaps in the future, then.
So I think that's still a new thing that's just not widespread yet, because they aren't...
Look at me wrong, the technology could come out next week that actually just takes, the lithium cells, we have a way of revitalizing
the
cells.
Why don't we just take that machine that punches things, like cars in little squares, and you just punch the battery until it's just gone?
The logic is amazing.
The first, I believe it's the first law of the conservation of energy, conservation of matter, right?
I think launch it into the sun is a better solution.
Vector Man was right. We would program a robot to fly a barge of trash into the sun, and then we'll be saved by Vector Man.
Well, I'm Dr. Dirty Dickhead.
Thanks for listening to Derpy Show. Derpy Show is made possible by a comic shop, Nerdapalooza, and the generous support of listeners like you. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling a friend, rating and reviewing us on iTunes, or making a contribution in our monthly support drive. Any size contribution gets you exclusive Nerdy Show audio and images and lets you participate in our monthly support drives. Just go to nerdyshow.com/support to chip in. For more episodes of Derpy Show, as well as other fine programs, community forums, videos, articles, and more, head over to nerdyshow.com. You can subscribe to all Nerdy Show Network podcasts via the iTunes Store. And for the latest news, follow us on all your favorite social networks.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.